I'm a British Gas money-saving engineer, helping protect homes and wallets. Homecare covers your heating, plumbing, electrics, and drains, but most of all, it helps protect you from surprise repair bills. The last thing anyone needs right now. So if anything goes wrong, we'll be around to put it right. And if you buy British Gas Homecare now, you get your first 3 months half price. Bish bosh, less dosh. Search British Gas Boiler Cover.
Offer ends 20th of February. Excludes Homecare Basic. Features vary across products. Geographical restrictions and terms apply.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, Feb the 14th, and it's, yes, Spend Money Day. Yes, it's Spend Money Day because it's Valentine's Day. For some peculiar reason, you have to go and buy somebody roses, chocolates. What else do you get them? I'd go for a new car or something like that. Anything, really. But whatever it is, it's going to cost you by the end of the day. You're either going to go and get one of the meals in one of the supermarkets, which are very, very good value. I can't begin to tell you how such good value they really are. And then you can sit down and have a romantic meal. It'll be exactly the same as the meal you had yesterday and the day before and for the past 365 other days and the rest of them. But it's a case of, you know, this is supposed to be special, so you'll have roses and you can have a steak with garlic butter and you can do all the nice things. You know, it's quite nice, and I do like the look of roses. I like seeing all the big flower arrangements everywhere, and they'll be here. We have, you know, there's all sorts of companies, Zing Flowers, that sort of send these beautiful... I've had a bouquet for them before. They're nice. They're very nice. And you get all these sort of things, and I think, oh, that's good. And then just to really ruin your day, just when you've got all romantic, guess who's bringing out a book? Sarah Ferguson. God in heaven. Yeah, she's writing a book about her relationship with the Queen. Shouldn't take too long to write that. She spoke to me on a few occasions and that was it. But of course, you can say anything you like because the Queen isn't here to defend herself. You can't libel the dead. Believe it or not, it's one of those peculiar rules. So she can put down whatever she wants. It can be a load of old cock and bull. But nobody can prove that it was ever said, unless she recorded every conversation, which would mean she's a very devious person. But, I mean, who in God's name? I mean, she won't write it herself. She can't write. Her last two books, I think, were ghosted. She sort of adds her name to it. But so she's going to write a book about the Queen. I don't want to read something like that. Not from her. You can understand now why Prince Philip said she's not coming to spend Christmas at our place. He hated her. Absolutely hated her. Justifiably so, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, happier times, Richard Hammond. I did talk to Richard Hammond about this when he had his car crash in 2006, it was. And, I mean, I remember saying to him, I said, what on earth, Richard? Because I think he's great. I think he's absolutely great. I said, what on earth possessed you to get in a car, basically attached to a petrol tank, which was, I mean, it was just an accident waiting to happen. He has admitted he now fears he could have onset dementia as a result of the frontal lobe brain injury that he endured. I mean, it's a terrible thing. And now we've got it with another one on Top Gear as well. So please, please be careful. You know, people would, I mean, if I said to my boss, oh, by the way, I'm going to hang glide off the top of this building, they'd be going, no, you're not. No, you're not. And I would have to agree that, no, I'm definitely not going to. Well done to Harry Styles for Brit Awards. You know, he is riding along, if you remember the gang shows, riding along on the crest of a wave and so it goes on. But he did very well. He parted out with Lizzo in Wet Leg, but he only has to do it once because he's a good boy and he knows where his bread is buttered. He's not going to start resorting to the druggy side of the thing and doing all these other little bits and pieces. He just gets on with it. He goes on stage. He sells out stadiums like there's no tomorrow. He is, out of One Direction, the most successful person, and he's still grounded. Let's face it, at the Brit Awards, where most of them are off their faces, he thanked his mum. He thanked his mum for putting him up for X Factor, which I thought was good. Rihanna, pregnant with a second child, showcasing her bump in the Super Bowl halftime show. They make a big deal in America about the Super Bowl. I frankly couldn't care less. Makes no difference at all to me about that. But this was between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs at the State Farm Stadium. They love their baseball. They love all that kind of stuff. They really do. Really do. Strictly stars often get whisked onto Celebrity MasterChef, but another one of the professionals has signed up. Diane Buswell follows in the footsteps of her pals Oti Mabusi and Katya Jones, which is lovely.
So, sis, how's the hole?
Oh, great. Take a look.
Ah, this your new Galaxy S23 Ultra?
Yeah, loving it.
Mm, nice sunset. And the light really dances on this pina colada. Whoa, that beach. You can count every grain of sand.
That's 200 megapixels of perfection right there.
Yeah. Can you send me that?
Sure.
I mean, hard to take a bad shot in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was in Torquay, Kyle.
The new Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra with an epic 200 megapixel camera and up to 1 terabyte of storage. Pre-order now at Samsung.com.
Also, Katie Price, you know, the most ridiculous Katie Price, splashes out how much? 12,000 quid. She's a bankrupt. Okay. She hasn't appeared in court yet. Managed to get away with it last time. She spent 12,000 quid on business class flights, taking the kids and her fiancé to Thailand. So she's back with Carl Woods, by the way, just in case you wondered how disastrous her life could be. So she dodged a hearing for the fourth time. She's sticking two fingers up to them. Literally sticking two fingers up. And she's a bankrupt. She's got no money. She's a drunk. And so she spent £12,000 on business flights to Thailand, £3,000 each. She's a drunk driver, six times convicted. She owes a fortune on the mortgage. I think what they should do, evict her. Go round there with the lorries, chuck all her stuff out on the street because she's made no effort to save money. That £12,000 spent on the business flights is one monthly payment for the bankruptcy. That's what she agreed to. I didn't agree to it. She agreed to pay 12,000 quid. How much has she paid? You've heard the expression, all. Thank you. Jeremy Clarkson left scrabbling as cows break out of the field. And you know what cows are like. We've had trouble with cows before. They make a run for it after one day on the farm. But I like Jeremy Clarkson. I couldn't care less what Oxfordshire City Council think of him or the locals live around the area. You know, you can go do one. We're really not particularly bothered about it. We just like Diddley Squat Farm and we think it's fantastic. I think it's really, really good. Very, very good. So you keep going at it, Jeremy. You get the backing of us. And if we give the backing to something, that's the seal of approval.
So, sis, how's the hole?
Oh, great. Take a look.
Ah, this your new Galaxy S23 Ultra?
Yeah, loving it.
Mm, nice sunset. And the light really dances on this pina colada. Whoa, that beach. You can count every grain of sand.
That's 200 megapixels of perfection right there.
Yeah. Can you send me that?
Sure.
I mean, hard to take a bad shot in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was in Torquay, Kyle.
The new Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra with an epic 200 megapixel camera and up to 1 terabyte of storage. Pre-order now at Samsung.com.
The Good Morning Britain favourite, Laura Tobin, has taken to Instagram. She's taken a few days off. And she was talking, actually, it was very interesting, about how they save money in her household. So they run a bath. She will have a... She has the bath or something. Anyway, she has the bath and then she turns on the shower as they pull the plug out and her little girl, who I think is 4, sits in the water and has her little bath. And then her husband gets in the shower as well. And people were writing to her going, oh, how dirty. And you go, listen, everybody did that. When I was younger... There'll be people my age, you know, middle 50s, and they'll be saying the same thing. When you were young, we ran a bath because we had an immersion heater, which meant that all you had was the hot water in the immersion heater. Nowadays, you've got combi boilers and it's constant hot water. But in the early days, it heated up. Once you drained the immersion heater, that you had to wait till it filled up again and then heated the water. So we would have a bath, and we wouldn't all have a bath on the same night. But if I was having a bath, I would then get out, and then my brother would get into the bath. And that's how it worked. You know, you didn't waste the bath water. You just kept it all going. So I'm with Laura Tobin on that one. And, you know, she's doing her bit for the country. How many other people are doing that? I've got no idea, but well done to her. John Cleese's ex-wife is Connie Booth, as you know. And they wrote, she was the chambermaid Polly. And he didn't tell her about the Fawlty Towers reboot because they split years and years ago. They tied the knot. They were married for 10 years. 1978, they sort of finished up. And John has teamed up with his daughter, Camilla. And Connie is now 82. But I tell you what was amazing about her, and you must go and listen to her voice. I think she's Australian or something like that. Whatever it is, you listen to her voice on YouTube and you go, is that the same person? She's absolutely unbelievable. Steven Spielberg says he has no regrets about turning down the first Harry Potter film. He's such a clever man. He's a father of seven. Now, I think that's brilliant. You see, I'm all in favour of people with big families. I like big families. So my idea of, I think 21 or 22 on the television is a bit too many. But 7 and 8 is great. So he's got Theo, 34, Sasha, 32, Sawyer, 30, Michaela, 28, Destry, 26, stepdaughter Jessica Capshaw, who is with his wife, Kate Capshaw. And he says, I need to put the kids first. Good for him. He's 76 now, but he's made more films that made people cry than anybody else. He's the only person who puts his heart and soul into everything. And when you think about the hits that he's had... Actually, I'm in too much of a good mood today. What the hell's gone wrong? I've been nice about everybody, except ghastly Sarah Ferguson, who, to be honest with you, not remotely interested in at all, I'm afraid. And interested in sort of, you know, celebrating this romantic day of ours, Valentine's Day, because you might have forgotten. You won't later on because there'll be flowers. Mind you, if you hang on till tomorrow, you get them cheaper, which is good. Love Island. Will appears to lean in for a kiss with a new girl, Layla. I'm gravitating towards you. Dirty little people they are. Honestly, dirty, dirty people. This is a... He appears to lean in for a kiss. How old are these people? 3, 4? What are they? No, apparently he's over the age of 12. Amazing. But she branded his and Jesse's relationship not real. None of them are real. They're all fake. Every single one of them are fake. You know why? Because if you don't get into a relationship, you are dead in the water. They're not interested in sort of... But you've got to have a relationship to get the money in. If you're a bloke, you don't stand a cat in hell's chance of getting anything done. It's got to be with a girl so that she can get, you know, a clothing design or something like that, or she can model bikinis. If you're a bloke, you might as well just tag along like a dog on a lead. Because you're not going to get anything else, I'm afraid. Rihanna's music sees a 640% increase in streaming on Spotify after the Super Bowl halftime show. I told you it was big in America. That Super Bowl is like mega, mega big. Mega, mega big. They love it over there. They go crackers for it. Far bigger than anything we ever do in this country. And also, the celebrity chef. Well, I think that's finished, doesn't it? The bloke who's got this restaurant, Salt Bay or something like that. You know, where they charge about £700 for a steak. You know, it got a load of coverage. Now nobody bothers with it. Nobody bothers with it at all. And he's aiming to feed 5,000 people a day in Turkey, you know, which is good. But the lorry they've sent has got his name on the side. Ego or what? How embarrassing. Fancy having to put your name on the side just so people know who you are. Because the restaurant got a load of coverage to start with. They had the likes of... I think somebody from The Only Way Is Essex turned up, but they'll turn up to the opening of just about anything at all. And I think who else went? I can't remember, actually. But anyway, whatever it was, that's all fizzled out now. They don't get the publicity which they used to get. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed. I hope that you end up with flowers or chocolates or a pot plant or something interesting or a bottle of booze, which could be very nice, and you enjoy your Valentine's Day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, I wish you a warm... It's definitely getting a little bit nippier. Only a little bit. It's not sort of mega, mega chilly, but it's creeping up. Freddie thought it was creeping up, but now he's discovered he's got banana toffees out there. he's as happy as Larry. Well, his name's not Larry. He doesn't know anybody called Larry. But he's very happy. Banana toffees. I mean, how cool is that, eh? Have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.